Unsuccessful Podcast, show number 260, Roundtable at Mayfair on the Green.
Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Liz.
So I heard about this really cool concept. It's called the Celtic Invasion of Cornwall.
The Celtic Invasion of my heart.
Yeah. This show is brought to you by the Celtic Invasion of Camelot. I mean my heart.
Mark Gunn leads the Celtic invasion. So he's got a feather in his kilt, and you can follow that feather as he invades Celtically. I'm talking about a sweet summer vacay.
A fun invasion.
Yeah, a sweet vacay.
Mark Twain said, "Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
That's true. This is Mark Gunn of Celtic Invasion, and he understands that you're supposed to go out and expand your mind.
You just head to Cornwall because it is believed to be the legendary home of Camelot.
Ah!
Fun fact.
Known fact.
The stories here are very deep.
They're deep.
The history runs deep.
100% factual.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Camelot, 100% factual. You know Camelot, right? You know Camelot?
I know, love this Celtic nation located in the southwesternmost part of England.
South.
But more importantly, Mark Gunn is going to Cornwall.
Yeah, he's actually going. The point of all of this is that he is traveling unto Cornwall, capital of Camelot in my heart.
So the official itinerary goes online in August 2015.
Boom.
You know, get on this. Follow this trip.
You gotta get on this. You can go to CelticInvasion.com.
Get on that mailing list.
Doing a little type in going on Celtic Invasion, checking this out. Because this sounds really interesting.
And prepare yourself for the trip of a lifetime.
Prepare thyself.
Prepare unto thyself. We're the Root Tutors. I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And check out Mark Gunn's website, CelticInvasion.com.
Now is the month of May, when merry lads are playing. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la. Now is the month of May, when merry lads are playing. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la. Each with his bonny lass, a dancing on the grass. Fa la 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 la, fa la 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 la. Each with his bonny lass, dancing on the grass. The spring clad all in gladness doth laugh at winter's sadness. The spring clad all in gladness doth laugh at winter's sadness. And to the bagpipe sound, the nymphs tread up the ground. And to the bagpipe sound, the nymphs tread up the ground. Fie then, why sit we musing, youth's sweet delight refusing. Why then, why sit we musing, youth's sweet delight refusing. Say dainty nymphs and speak, shall we play barley break. Say dainty nymphs and speak, shall we play barley break.
Hello, and welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 260, Roundtable Discussion at Mayfair on the Green. I'm your host, Chuck Burke, also known around here as The Tinker, and today we're going to be talking with performers from the Mayfair on the Green that was held in Holland Patton, New York on May 14th and 15th. Our first song was Now is the Month of Maying by Three Quarter Ale from their album Three Quarter Ale. Before we get started with the roundtable discussion, I would like to send out a special thank you to Jesse Linder, our honorary minion, for his support of the show. Later in the show, we will be telling you how you can become a supporter and minion as well. And now, let's go to the 16 Stone Ale House on the square in Holland Patent, where they were kind enough to host our roundtable.
Around the table with me today, some of the performers from today's fair. If we'll start on my left
here. Hi, be William Morton. The Paddy Nappers, we be crewing the Maiden's Ram. I'm Dan Kostelic, and I'm also your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare.
I am Tiffany Doris, assistant and fiancé to Bobbert the Great.
I'm Bobbert the Great. I am a magician and escape artist.
I'm Alice C.W. Dennis. I'm a puppeteer. I have sculpted the Arf the Dragon.
My name is John Falstaff. I was invented by Shakespeare and underappreciated by the prince.
I'm Tim the Elder, Tim Parker from Arethusa. Father and Son Strolling Players, and the Mayfair on the Green is a project that I created.
And a wonderful project it's been. I've been here the last 3 years myself. First question I'd like to have everybody discuss here is, how did you get started with Renaissance festivals?
I blame Tim Parker. He said we need pirates, and damn it, we got pirates.
Very good.
That's how Tim Parker went.
I started in 2001 as a vendor at the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair. Before that, I'd been going to the Renaissance Fairs every year with my mother. And now as an independent performer at Ren Fairs all over the country ever since.
Renaissance Fairs was something I always wanted to try. And Mayfair on the Green is really special to me because last year was the first Renaissance Fair I ever performed, and it was right here. And all thanks
Fantastic.
To Tim Parker.
All right.
Tim Parker. Again, he told me that I could do a Ren Fair, and I said, I've never even been to a Ren Fair. And he said, yes, you can. You can do it. So I did. And Mayfair, I was at the very first Mayfair at the Green.
As much as I hate conforming, I'll have to say Timothy Parker had
had
a great hand in my ending up at Renaissance Festivals. My first festival I've been to was probably before memory at the Touring Renaissance Festival, just visiting my parents every year for my life. And then, of course, when I was 13, we started working the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair.
All right.
Now our next song is a new one from Bounding Maine, When the Ship Hit the Sand, from their new CD, Fish Out of Water.
Oh, my friends and I went on an ocean cruise. 3 days out and I was sick down to my shoes. And to make it more forlorn, we sailed into a raging storm. Where we were, nobody seemed to have a clue. While our ship was being tossed and thrown about, I was wondering if the captain had stepped out. Then I heard an awful noise, and I asked one of the boys what had happened, and you should have heard him shout. Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
Oh, I brought the lookout some delicious stew. I'd forgotten that he had a job to do. As we sat down for our feast, no one was looking to the east. And I heard them yelling as the vessel tipped askew.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
Oh, the captain asked for help with the map, then decided it was time to take a nap. I took a left at Albuquerque, and the ship got herky-jerky, so I hit and let the helmsman take the rap.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
I was thrown cold down in the engine room. I dropped my shovel when I heard an awful boom. Well, I ran up on the deck so I could see just who the heck had turned the ship into a great big floating tube.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
said I was in there praying for dry land with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
I was up on deck talking to the crew, telling lots of funny jokes, yes it's true. I told the one about the perch, and I felt an awful urge, so I told more jokes to help us all pull through.
Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
We were tossed about, it wasn't crying shame. We sent distress calls out, but no one ever came. While my mates fought there in the tide, I tried to find somewhere to hide before they all decided I'm the one to blame.
He's to blame. Where were you when the ship hit the sand? I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
Oh, sing it again now.
Where were you when the ship
hit the sand?
I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Oh, where were you when the ship hit the sand?
Put your hands together.
Where were you when the ship
hit the sand?
I said I was in there praying for dry land, with a bucket and my breakfast in my hand. Oh, where were you when the ship? Oh, we gave them the slip. Where were you when the ship? Where were you when the ship? Where were you when the ship hit the sand?
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
The first annual International Pirate Award will begin June 15th. Go over to our Facebook page and find out more about this pirate award. Matt has sent a photo and a video of his time at the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival. Check out our webpage to see that great photo and the videos to see what Matt was up to during his travels. 13 behind-the-scenes secrets from Raven Master at the Tower of London. You can find out more about what those 13 secrets are at metalfoss.com. And as always, if you have any news, you can always send it to us, renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. And leave us a voicemail. Or you can contact us on our Facebook page, where you can leave news as well and tell us what is going on in your area at your Renaissance Festival. And that will do it for the news for this show. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
This is
Susie,
Bruce,
and Gwen
of Queen's Gambit. You're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Lift him up and carry him along.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
Lay him in a hole where he belongs.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
Lay him down in the hole below.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
One more time and we will go.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
Hit him down and let him lay.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
One more time and we're away.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
We get back. back to Liverpool town.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
Pass the lion, little Sally Brown.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
And it's fire. Little craft.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
A shot to the fore and round in the aft.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
Pass that bottle, pass it round.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
Let's get back to Liverpool town.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
And it's fire. Below.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
One more turn and we will go.
Fire Marengo, fire him away.
And it's fire.
That was Fire Marengo by Musical Blades from the album Treasures of Old. This be searching for a port. Coming to you from the moat of the castle, I be Captain Jack Gonzo, proprietor of ScoundrelsInn.com, where every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Central, you can listen to a live show featuring the very best pirate music has to offer. Find out more on ScoundrelsInn.com or Facebook/ScoundrelsInn. Now, to the Scuttlebutt. The Northern California Pirate Festival. Make sure June 18th and 19th in Vallejo, California to celebrate its 10th year. Skip Henderson, Mr. Mac, and the Sea Dogs will all be performing. Rusty Scupper's Pirate Days take place in Westport, Washington on June 24th to the 26th. That same weekend in Long Beach, California, the pirate invasion of Belmont Pier goes down. In attendance will be many members of the Order of Leviathan. In exciting news, the first International Pirate Awards will begin the voting process on June 15th. All fans will be able to make their voices heard on their favorite pirate bands, songs, and festivals. Keep a weathered eye on RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com and the Facebook page for more information. Now, from their album Fair Favorites and Songs of the Sea, here is the Pirate Shantyman and Bonnie Lass with The Mermaid.
It was Friday morning when we set sail, and we were not far from the land. The captain, he spotted a lovely mermaid with a comb and a glass in her hand. And the ocean waves to roll, and the stormy winds to blow. And we poor pirates are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. While the landlubbers lie down below. When again spoke the captain of our gallant ship, and a fine old man was he. Well, I've got a wife and sailing by the sea, and tonight a widow she will be. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow. And we poor pirates are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. While the landlubbers lie down below. When up spoke the cookie of our gallant ship, and a red hot cookie was he. Well, I care much more for me pots and me pans than I do for the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow. And we poor pirates are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, below, below. While the landlubbers lie down below.
When up spoke the cabin boy of our gallant ship, and a nasty little lad was he. Well, I don't know much how to spell mermaid, but I'm going to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor pirates are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below. When up spoke the shanty man of our gallant ship, and quite a clever singer was he. I'll save us all his how if we stop the song right now. We'll skip the verse where we sing to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor pirates are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below. Three times around spun our gallant ship, and three times around spun she. Just three times around spun our gallant ship, and she sank to the bottom of the sea. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor pirates are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below. And the ocean waves do roll, and the stormy winds do blow, and we poor pirates are skipping at the top, while the landlubbers lie down below, 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 while the landlubbers lie down below.
And now for a minute with Fugly.
So where are you off to?
I'm headed to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Well, isn't that weekends in November?
And into December.
Well, aren't you a little early then?
Oh, not at all. I'm going there on pilgrimage.
A holy quest?
Of sorts.
On foot?
Of course. And if I leave today, I'll arrive just in time.
You do know that you can fly or drive there.
Hello, Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
Yes, but you don't actually live in the Renaissance.
But there's a huge variety of entertainment.
Yes, but you don't actually live in...
Plus dozens of educational demonstrations.
Yes, but you don't...
Did I mention over 100 places to shop?
Yes, but you
don't
actually...
Actually live in the Renaissance? I know.
So why the pilgrimage?
Pilgrims eat turkey legs.
That's not in the script.
Very well, then. Because.
Nope.
All right. Quoniam.
That's more like it.
Now I feel like I need a bath.
None of that.
This podcast sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
All ye ladies of Newcastle in your pretty finery, stop living out your fairy tale and lend an ear to me. The winner of this contest, who will King Henry wed, will be whichever of you looks the best without her head. 'Cause being queen won't get you ever after anymore. If they were alive, you could ask all the queens who come before, and you may think that you'll outlast them. I wouldn't be too sure, you know, being queen won't get you ever after anymore. So you want a life of money, power, and a lack of strife, and as a Christian you assume you're marrying for life. But take heed, you noble woman who up the social ladder climbs, your husband's married for life already 3 or 4 other times. And being queen won't get you ever after anymore. If they were alive, you could ask the queens who've come before, and you might think that you'll outlast them. I wouldn't be too sure, you know, being queen won't get you ever after anymore. Now everybody knows just what King Henry's problem is. His wives have not borne sons, he'd never dream the problem's his. But worry not, ye winner, happiness can still be found. If you want your ever after, I'd suggest you sleep around. Because being queen won't get you ever after anymore. If they were alive, you could ask the queens who'd come before, and you may think that you'll outlast them. I wouldn't be too sure, you know, being queen won't get you ever after anymore. No, being queen won't get you ever after anymore.
And we're back, and our next question is, what other acts do you admire, and why?
Don Juan and Miguel basically helped create modern Renaissance fair performing. And them going all over the country. Don Juan and Miguel, I think at some point or another, have played almost every Renaissance fair, large and small.
I would closely, yes.
In the country. I mean, Tim, you got to get them now. The Don Juan and Miguels and the Empress Fleets and the Hey Nunny Nunnies and so many more.
I really believe that, like, the Poxy Boggarts, which are a band on the West Coast.
Oh, my God. They're fantastic.
Insane. I've seen them, like, a million times, and they're hilarious. I mean, Counterfeited are for East Coast fairs, but as far as experiencing a band, I'd have to go with Cantiga.
Yes. Certainly Cantiga.
They've enlightened me, not just as a musician, but, like, you know, sorry, more than a Renaissance fair musician, but as a musical artist in general. My main career as a musician is as a pianist, and I don't even do that at Renaissance fairs. I do that as a concert pianist, and Cantiga explores melodies and non-circular chord progressions in a way that has inspired me in a way that is not just artistic but also emotional.
Okay. You
know, almost spiritual. Yeah.
Relatively new to the Renaissance scene to me, and that's Bill Palmer. He did Texas Renaissance Fair a long time ago. I think he still performs. He's just been very helpful with, like, here's notes on how you should set up and stage your time and things like that, and it's really cool.
So he's been open to contact to you.
He's been open to contact.
That's fantastic right there.
I've got to say that my Renaissance experience is not as in-depth as the others here at the table, and my inspiration was the very simple puppets without a lot of gimmicks that I watched as a child, which is eons ago, on black and white TV with Captain Kangaroo and Kukla Flynn and Ollie and all of those. And from the songs from the Patty Nappers and the way they interact with the children and everything, and tried to take these glimpses and put it into get the kids to think and pretend.
And since we were just discussing them in that last segment, let's hear Hey Nunny Nunny by Hey Nunny Nunny from their self-titled album.
Philomena, let's tell them who we are.
We're Hey Nunny Nunny. Some people say we're funny and we're here to take your money.
Oh my, that will never do.
For the church. La 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 la. Now, if you have the ache, then a wife you may take and babies you can make in the...
Oh, right.
After church.
Much better.
La 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 la. Now, we all have sinned, but how long has it been since you have been in the church?
Come on, admit it, people.
La 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 la. Now, in the Inquisition, to escape is what you're wishing for. To torture is their mission. For the
help me
church. La 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 la. We'd really like to stay, but we must go away, for it's time for us to pray in the church. La 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 la.
Hi, this is Red McWilliams of Red McWilliams & Company from up around Seattle, Washington, used to be in Fort Worth, Texas. But anyway, you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
share of whiskey and care. That's one Irish tune, nearly drove me insane. I never will play the wild, what a game, and it's no day. Jerks, a great hulking cowboy with rodeo belts, and even by walk masquerading as Celts, and it's no nay never.
Fired up your kilt.
No nay never, no more will I play the wild rover. No never, no more. But they played it at concerts, they played it in bars, they played it on banjos and classic guitars, on great synthesizers and bagpipes of boot, and even upon
DJ and boots,
and it's no his demons were cackling with glee. You play the wild rover for eternity, and it's no nay never. No nay never, no more will I play the wild rover. No never, no more. And it's no nay never. Well, maybe once. No nay never, no more will I.
What you just heard was The Wild Rover, the Bill Palmer version, performed by the Bedlam Bards from Take Out the Trash. Now once more, let's return to our roundtable. All right, what is the strangest experience you've had while performing?
The single weirdest one. Back in the days of the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair, one year, one of my time slots was on their globe stage. And how they have their globe stage set up is, you got the stage, and then there's a good 15, 20 feet between the lip of the stage, the very end of the apron, to the front row. And so people will walk through it all the time. And one lady, very intoxicated, comes over, and I'm in the middle of doing the one-man show. I have people up. This lady comes up and just starts leaning on the edge of the stage. She goes, "Excuse me! What are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm Will Shakespeare. I'm kind of just, you know, just doing a thing."
Yeah.
And she goes, "Why is it? It's Romeo and Juliet." "Well, what's happened?" And I find myself weirdly just starting to explain everything up to that point. Like, here's the story thus far.
For my life.
Yeah. Well, it started going into that. "Why are you doing this?" "Because my name is Will Shakespeare and I do Romeo and Juliet with these people." Yeah. As you can see, and there's a crowd and they're watching. "Go sit down, lady." And she's like, No, "Why are you doing this?" "Well, because I'm an actor here at the Renaissance Fair." "No, why?" "Well, look, because I made a series of bad choices in my life." "I mean, I didn't finish college, so is that why? Or maybe because my parents allowed me to watch Monty Python as a child?" I don't know. Who do we actually blame? I mean, like, do I blame my grandparents for deciding to meet? I don't know. I mean, it's like, how far back are we going? And she's like, and so this went on for a couple minutes. "All right, what are you saying now?" I said, "But soft but light for yonder window breaks." And she goes, "No, what's that mean?" I go, "Oh my God, can you..."
Now we're doing Carmen Eubanks.
Yeah, and so the entire... And I was getting so mad, but... This was very early on in the process of me doing the Shakespeare show, but it taught me that whatever the weirdness happening is going on, that is now the show, because the audience was loving this. They're like, this is the best thing ever. And people started really coming to my show after that, mm-hmm. at that fair.
And now let's get back to the music with How the Money Rolls In by The Dregs from their album, Do It Like You're Drunk.
My father makes book on the corner. Me granny makes secondhand gin. My sister makes love for a shilling. Oh my God, how the money rolls in. Yes, it rolls in, rolls in. My God, how the money rolls in, rolls in. It rolls in, rolls in. My God, how the money rolls in. My auntie's a boarding house keeper. And each night when the evening grows dim, she hangs a red light in the window.
Well, I don't know what that means.
My God, how the money rolls in.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, it rolls in, rolls in. My God, how the money rolls in, rolls in. Rolls in, rolls in. My God, how the money rolls in. My sister's a busty bar maiden.
That's me.
She runs through the streets in her skin.
She stinks.
The sailors all pay her their wages. My God, how the money rolls in. Yes, it rolls in, rolls in. My God, how the money rolls in, rolls in. Yes, it rolls in, rolls in. My God, how the money rolls in. My cousin's a poor missionary, and he saves fallen women from sin. He'll save you a blonde for a tuppence. Oh my God, how the money rolls in. Yes, it rolls in, rolls in. My God, how the money rolls in, rolls in. Yes, it rolls in, rolls in. My God, how the money rolls in.
One more time!
It rolls in, rolls in. My God, how the money rolls in, rolls in. Yes, it rolls in.
Ships on board at Liverpool Way,
way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, money rolling sailor, my love is a sailor bold, way, roll and go, I love him until we're old, money rolling sailor, ships on board at Liverpool way, way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, money rolling sailor,
my sailor is a one-legged man,
way, roll and go,
he makes up for it with his roving hands,
money rolling sailor, ships on board at Liverpool way, way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, money rolling sailor,
my sailor swore to have no other,
way, roll and go,
I didn't care cause I was dating his brother,
money rolling sailor, ships on board at Liverpool way, way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, money rolling sailor, ships on board at Liverpool way, way, roll and go, roll all night and we roll all day, bunny rolling, bunny rolling, bunny rolling sailor.
That was the Bonnie Rolling Sailor by the Limey Birds from Yo Ho. Now let's go back to our roundtable and see what our performers' plans are for the near future.
All right. For our next question, what are your future plans? What fairs coming up this year are you going to be performing at, or other events, other festivals, not necessarily Renaissance festivals? Anybody?
Arethusa is...
Everywhere,
A, but B, starting to plan to move into a more recording-based band.
And on the podcast.
Meanwhile...
We want to get your music on there.
Oh, absolutely. Hi. The podcast is most important.
Oh, let's see. Meanwhile, next week, we're at the Sterling Stage Folk Fest. The New York Fairy Festival, one of our favorite gigs.
Near Binghamton, New York.
When everything that you love about a Renaissance fair is at the New York Fairy Fest.
So your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare at shakespeareapproves.com. I next will be at the 3 weekends of the New Jersey Renaissance Fair and jrenfair.com. Then I'll take 6 weeks off to do my regular job. And then I'll go do the New York Renaissance Fair in Tuxedo. Yeah. So renfair.com, they're part... they're under the ownership of the folks that own Bristol and the Southern California Pleasure Fair.
Yeah.
I'll be doing the Connecticut Renaissance Fair. And then I'll go to the Louisiana Renaissance Festival.
That's like way south.
Yes, it is. I'm afraid of
South Louisiana.
That's actually, and Louisiana Renaissance Festival is actually where I met some of the other folks for the first time from the Renaissance Festival Musical Podcast. So that is how we started talking and conversing. So it's coming full circle from this. And thank you for listening. This is the Renaissance Festival Musical Podcast. Let's all talk like we're on NPR.
Well, we'll be doing Windfall. We'll be doing... we're doing Lee Center, a charity festival for a fallen comrade. We're doing that Royalty and Rogues thing in September. There's a little teepee thing out in Cherry Valley. We're doing that.
I'll be there too. The customer appreciation.
The band bought a castle a block away from that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a big castle.
Allen Ginsberg used to live there.
No.
So, as we just heard, Arethusa is going to be going into the studio to do some recording now. However, they did provide us with a live recording of one of their songs, Thy Brother's Wife.
my lords and ladies.
Greetings, salutations. Other things that mean hello in an old-timey sounding way.
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower.
We're really getting very Pinteresty with our tower. You should see it. Lots of art on the walls that we've DIY'd. Lots of candles that we've made from our own earwax. It's very lovely in here.
Nicole, have you heard of John Clavell?
I think he's rather cute. I mean, what? Who?
You mean you've heard of reformed highwayman John Clavell?
Yes, but I don't like to admit it.
Well, you've probably read his book, then, in which he confesses his crimes and gives advice on how to avoid being robbed.
Of course. He sent me a copy, and there was a lovely dedication. I couldn't read it, the dedication or the book, but it looked nice.
Of course. You know, he wrote that from prison. Clavell, for all of his wrongs, does give some good advice about how to avoid being victimized by rogues like he used to be. You're especially vulnerable, you know, when you're renting a room at an inn. Not that we could ever do that.
No.
Here's how you can spot a rogue if you're traveling and staying at an inn that isn't reviewed all that well on TripAdvisor. You should beware of people who ask too many questions, like, who owns those horses? What kind of men are they? Where do they ride? How far? When do they ride?
Oh my gosh, so many questions. You're either a criminal or a journalist.
In both cases, disgusting professions.
Ugh, ugh, I spit upon you.
You can also spot a thief by the empty bags that he carries, just for the sake of appearance.
Do they happen to have dollar signs on them?
That is a dead giveaway. If you suspect you have thieves at your inn, you should definitely listen outside their door, find out their names, and you can also try saying a constable has arrived and see how they react.
Randomly in the middle of dinner? The constable's here! No one's entered. Awkward silence.
We make no guarantees that this advice should be followed. We are not highway robbery professionals.
My darling Clavell, you are very fun to look at, but your advice leaves something to be desired.
If you would like to learn more about John Clavell and his advice for preventing robbery, you can listen to episode 60 of our history podcast, Rude Tudors, which is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and at rudetutors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
This is Caradwin. You're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast at renaissancefestivalmusic.com.
Call now, it's time to act. It's the drum that plays itself, and that's a fact. You got no talent, no need to fear. We've got the instrument you need right over here. Cause there's no wrong way to play a bull run. Just hit it with a stick. So be the moron with the bull run, and hope the moron with the bull run gets the chick. No need to practice, nothing to learn. We'd send them COD, but they'd all just get returned. No money down, no credit checks. And if you don't have rhythm, no one suspects. Cause there's no wrong way to play a bull run. Just hit it with a stick. So be the bull run with the bull run. And hope the bull run with the bull run gets the chicks. Assume that you're just dumb. A bull run is a crappy Irish drum. Or let's assume you're not that bright. You're just a tourist, so I learned to play it right. Cause there's no wrong way to play a bull run. Just hit it with a stick. So be the bull run with the bull run, and hope the
Supplies are low, why would I lie? Don't let the deal of the century pass you by. It sounds so great that you'll be shocked, cause it's basically a big wet cardboard box. And there's no wrong way to play a bull run. Just hit it,
hit it
with a stick. So be the moron with the bull run, and hope the moron with the bull run gets the chicks. With a stick, so be the moron with the moron, or better yet, just smash it with a brick.
And that was Moron with the Boron by Kian from their album Making Friends. Prior to that, patrons of the podcast heard their patron-only set, which included We Be Soldiers 3 by Dan the Bard from Unicorns and Dragons, The La La Song by Empty Hats, from their album 5, Lift Your Kilt by Boca Musica from Going South, and Top of the Wall by Boogie Nights from Cavalier Attitude. Stay tuned after our next session with the Roundtable to find out how you too can become a patron and hear these exclusive segments of the show.
And then our last question. Are there fairs that you'd like to perform at, or locations that you'd like to perform at?
Speaking as myself for Shakespeare, I would love to perform at Stirling. Again, they helped create what a modern Renaissance fair is. I'd love to eventually get out to California or Texas.
I'd love to do the Fairy Fest. I'd love to do New Jersey.
All right.
Yes, you too can become a patron of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. What is a patron? These are folks who have signed up to sponsor the show. For each episode that we do, they donate a specific amount of money that goes to cover the costs of producing the podcast. We're all volunteers. However, we have costs for web hosting and the bandwidth for streaming the podcast. These do not come cheap. And in fact, because you, our listeners, have made us so popular, we have doubled the size of our audience in the last year and a half. But with this success comes more expense. So now you can help. You can become a patron of the podcast by going to www.patreon.com/renfestpodcast. That is Patreon, patreon.com/renfestpodcast, and choose one of the many categories that we have. For as little as $1 per show, you can become a patron and enjoy the extra 4 songs that we have each week for patrons only, and no commercial ads during the podcast. For $3 per episode, you can become a patron. Not only will you get the benefits described before, but you'll also get a choice of a CD from the podcast library for every 20 podcasts that you remain a patron. For $5, you become a friend of the podcast. You'll get the other benefits. You'll get our heartfelt thanks during the show, and you'll receive a CD for every 12 podcasts that you remain at that level. Minions of the podcast also get mentioned during the show and in the show notes on our website, and you'll receive a CD from the podcast for every 5 podcasts that you remain at this level. In addition, you'll gain access to the Minions Facebook page, where we discuss and plan the podcast, so you can actually contribute directly to the show for this. Go on out there, give us your support, and become a patron today. And we would like to offer a special thanks to Stephen Conroy, a friend of the podcast. Go and check out his awesome podcast playlist at asksteven.net. And now, before we end the show, let's go back one last time for some quiet, contemplative words in closing of our roundtable at the Mayfair on the Green.
All right, so do we have any last comments before we end the show tonight?
I'd like to thank Alice for being Alice, because she's wonderful. And Tim Jr., whoever you are, I can't remember your name today. And Tim Sr. for being Papa Renfair. He's Tim. And nobody else is talking, so I've got the floor here. I love it. Bobbert, you're wonderful. Never try me up again.
I love you.
Yeah, Tim. Oh, you're killing me.
I'm wearing my underwear on the outside of my pants.
Pirate bear.
Hooray, Lassapina!
Falstaff would like to say that Renaissance fairs cultivate some of the best artists in the theatrical and music industry.
Yeah.
And it also provides an environment for people to experiment and purvey arts and sounds and theater that you couldn't find anywhere else. Renaissance fairs both provide inspiration for young people and provide an environment for other people to express themselves, and that is incredible.
I have to agree with you, because I work with you.
Go ahead.
It's a place where, no matter who you are, whether you're young or old, or what have you, a dragon or a unicorn, you can go and make believe and have fun. You can dance in the rain. You can just be a silly, silly person. And everybody around you is supportive and positive, and strangers become family quickly.
And Renaissance fairs are the only places where you get the Society for Creative Anachronism folks, along with the Shakespeare nerds, alongside the comic book geeks. So basically, it's
Forget the stand.
As far as marketing,
the stranded Steve Parker.
Because it becomes a full on Comic Con event almost.
Where
else can you have Queen Elizabeth and the Doctor and Deadpool?
Yes,
all together.
Nobody says anything.
Yeah, they just and other than
Deadpool.
And it's not even a weird conversation. It's just
at
the local.
Yeah, it's one of those things that if you have all three, it'll be God Save the Queen, Wibbly Wobbly, and then something really profane about pegging. I mean,
with a bit of fairy dust sprinkled over it.
Yes,
yeah.
And they're all so supportive. I mean, I don't see a lot of competition. It's like, you've got to go to this fair. It's not like, there's another performer and I don't want them to go because I want this slot.
No.
It's not like that. It's like, you've got to come do this show too because it's fun.
Yeah.
You know,
like competing dragons that we had here today.
Yes.
I mean, Arf is the world's most legendary dragon. Outside of video games.
Volnir has a way to go.
I have to make it in to see Volnir. I was afraid my wings would get caught.
Also, attention all other magicians out there. Bobbert will challenge you to a straitjacket escape.
No, I won't.
To be held in New York City.
Yes, at Times Square.
At the Bell House in Brooklyn.
But please don't tell the police.
And he's going to catch a bullet in his teeth.
Yeah.
Ellie.
Maybe a musket ball.
It doesn't have to be fired from the gun. It just has to be
sound.
I don't know. I am thinking about bringing turning water into wine to a ring fair. I don't know.
Bobbert the Crow.
And you and the mermaid could walk on water.
Yeah. Are we going out on that one?
No.
Let's go out
with this. This is the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare to take you through a nursery rhyme.
Cause I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle and here's my spout. Let me get all steamed up and hear me shout. Tip me over and pour me out. Sing it, I'm a little teapot. Everybody!
I'm a little teapot.
Keep that beat going. Lords and ladies, this is your friendly neighborhood Shakespeare nerd. And I'd like to thank all of you for being amazing and beautiful nerds. You might be thinking, Master Shakespeare, how am I a nerd? But listen, you're listening to a podcast about Renaissance fairs. It doesn't get nerdier than that. Some of you might be wearing a really nerdy t-shirt right now. A t-shirt with mixed memes, like Doctor Who mixed with, you know, anything. Or Van Gogh mixed with Stop That Man, making it Starry Dark Night. But friends, you are loved. You are here. You are one of us. Join me on this last verse. Here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. Q, R, S, T, T, U, V. W, X, and Y, and Z. Now I know.
and gentlemen, that was Shakespeare, Holland Patton, New York, 26th feet. Represent. Quill drop. Lit. 100.
I get it. We got what? Ice on the floor.
And that's how we end it.
And that is how it went. I'd like to offer a special thank you to Eric and Adam at the 16 Stone Ale House in Holland Patton for hosting our roundtable, as well as two of the guests that joined me that day. Got to tell you, we had a whole lot of fun, if you couldn't tell from the recording. For more information about our guests, as well as about the music we've played today, go to renaissancefestivalmusic.com, where you'll find links to all of the performers in the show notes. Our last song will be The Parting Glass by Abby Green from Ainini. So take care, folks, and thanks for listening.
Of all the money that I spent, I have spent it in good company. And all the harm that I did, none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night. Joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure to sit a while, there is a fair maid in the town that's so and not be drunk.
looking glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Good night and joy be with you all. Good night and joy be with you all. The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoyed the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
He was a good and loyal podcast host who liked to get things right. But five or six takes of the same song name makes him shake with anger and spite. He said to his mighty editor, please cut out my mistakes. But the editor said, friend, let's put them at the end and people can enjoy the outtakes.
I am Tim Parker the Elder, the father of John Falstaff.
Made it more confusing.
I think there's some explaining that could go on there, but we can leave that out for now.
Well, there was some beer in Elf.
Well, I think he fell on the lotion, if I'm not mistaken.
Disgust.
Oh,
so much disgust.
Oh, give me a tissue. Anyway.
Delete.
We can do that.
Isn't there like 27,842 strings?
You know, the first time he took out a sitar in public was at a street festival in Syracuse. No, and this Indian family showed up, and they were like, that's not a bloody banjo.
And that's when I started looking at cultural appropriation. But that was a fascinating
Did you make eye contact?
Oh, no, I did. I have no problem. If somebody calls me out on something, I like to talk about.
And I know he had.
And honestly, I was driving his son of a gig, clearly. You know what I mean?
Really?
I'm sure a white guy would pick up a sitar. You know what I mean? And other white people look
at
it and like, oh, that's really fucking good. But like, I mean, but other Indians are like, what are you doing? What are you doing with my art? And I'm like, okay.
So I love that your Indians all sound like Italian guys from
Canada. Oh, grew up in the head.
That's a whole different appropriation
before
there.
You go to the Indian accent, think of, who is your customer service representative?
No.
Anyway, our Renaissance Festival.
Delete.
So flamed.
Accents are more based on personality than reality for me. So yeah,
mine's on alcohol.